When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What all is done to this car? Just give me a quick rundown of the parts that you have done at this current moment.
So right now, just stock, basically MR2 chassis, has a 25 cert roll cage in it. It has right now a cast K24 in it.
Okay.
So it's cast. It did have a billet engine, but we've actually gone faster on the cast. And and action triple disc clutch, Freyr drive or valve train, precision turbo. It's a 83-85. It has a TurboSmart E-Gate on it, FuelTech 6 FT600, and then I think that's everything.
That's pretty much everything, right?
Got FuelTech injectors, stock OEM Honda crank and rotating assembly. It's aluminum rod, GMP aluminum rods, Diamond Racing pistons. Mm-hmm. It's a Ramey Racing sleeve short block. The head's welded, so like coolant can't pass through the block into the head.
Okay.
We have water circulating only through the head, and the block is completely dry in this car.
Okay.
So it's a sleeved block that right. has the coolant jackets, so you could cool it, but it's just we don't but run any just, water through right. it. We're just running water through the head to help keep the valves and head cooled off because they get really hot without the water helping. And that's basically it. Mechanical fuel pump and a lot of boost running through a little four-cylinder.
So you mentioned that you have gone faster on cast, right? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? That you know these are capable of going faster on cast and as opposed to like billet.
For our specific car, it's just because we haven't got the cast fully figured out yet. Both times we put the billet engine in, we were rushed for World Cup, so we just haven't taken the time to really like step back and get the billet engine like figured out, because every time, the only two times we've had the billet engine in, it's like 2 days before we leave the World Cup. So we like have very limited testing, and we just kind of send it like full tilt because like at World Cup, you got to qualify like right away. And,
right.
And so we've just had some issues there. The only thing is like we've been running into just some crankcase pressure issues.
Okay.
So like right now that billet engine's sitting right over there, and there's nothing, you know, catastrophically wrong with it. It runs fine, but mm-hmm. it was starting to build more crankcase pressure than we're comfortable with. And we're trying to figure out, you know, why it's doing that. Either it's something we're doing wrong with the break-in procedure, like we're washing the rings out right away, like it was maybe running too rich when we first started it up.
Okay.
Because I'm honestly not too sure, because the same company that builds that one for us has also built me cast motors in the past mm-hmm. with the same piston to wall clearance, you know, same spec, same everything. We've had no issues with the cast. So we're still figuring out, you know, what went wrong the second time with the billet engine, but the car will definitely be capable of going faster with the billet motor once that's ironed out. Right now, we've just kept pushing the cast and it somehow hasn't split in half yet. And I mean, it's insane that they can do what they do, honestly.
I was speaking about this before, and you know, some people have their preference of K20 and K24. Obviously, you'd probably get more torque with the 24, but is there any other reasons, more specific, as to why you are running a K24 as opposed to a K20?
The main reason is just part availability, and it's cheaper to rebuild a 24. The MR2 used to have a K20 in it.
Yeah.
It was originally a 24.
Yeah.
I had twin eBay turbos on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was on an AEM at the time. It went like an 8.3 with the fuel system completely maxed out. And then we wanted to run the 7, and it was doing wheelies really bad too at that time. So I was like, maybe we need less torque. So we put a K20 in it. And I also wanted more RPM, because even though I had a 5-speed, I was only running it as far out as fourth gear would go. I was like, oh, if I have to go to fifth, I'm going to be wasting time. Like that's an extra shift.
Right.
I don't know why I thought of it like that when it's not really that true, but I didn't want to have to go to fifth gear. So I'm like, also we'll have less torque with the kid.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K20, and we'll also be able to push more RPM. So I'll make up for that
right?
You know, that mile an hour, I can raise the rev limiter up and forth.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how we'll get our seven. Less torque, more mile an hour out the back, K20. And the K20 was a little more proven at the time. Like, there was other setups running K20 that were just hauling. So
yeah,
I was like, I think we need to make a switch to a K20, and then ran it like that for a while. And then the chassis got good and I realized, hey, we could probably put a 24 back in it. We got to a point where we would turn it up so much that on a really like prep surface at Bradenton, it would bog the K20.
Oh,
like
wow.
we couldn't tighten our slipper anymore because it would just, instead of spinning the tire,
yeah,
it would just shut it down. It'd be like 9,000 RPM, 30, 40 pounds of boost, just screaming like, what? And then I'd dump the clutches and it shuts off. So that would happen sometimes. And I was like, no, you got to get that torque back.
Because
now we figured out the wheelies. We have the height sensor to keep it from wheeling.
Because
once we put it on fuel tech, like now we can actually control the torque. Or at least that was my thought. Like, it's better to have the power and torque and manage it than to like not have enough.
Right.
You want to have a little more than you need and then dial in the power management. Mm-hmm. So one of my final K20s let go. And I was like, man, I think we should go back to a 24 and just try it. And that's really my mindset. And it was like right before World Cup. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I put a K24 back in it. Built it the same exact way as the K20.
Yeah.
Essentially just same build. But instead it was a K24. And the main reason I like the 24 over the 20, they both have their benefits. But it just comes down to the part availability.
Yeah.
And just like getting blocks. You're going to find K24 blocks everywhere. You're going to find K24 cranks everywhere. Mm-hmm. The K20 stuff is still pretty available, but eventually it's going to get into that realm of like B-series stuff where it's going to get harder and harder to find. And Honda made way more K24s than K20s, to my knowledge, because they're everywhere.
Yeah,
so I'm assuming there's way more K24s out there, because I can hit up any importer in Orlando, anywhere on the coast. They always got K24s in stock.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'll hit them up tomorrow morning. Like, you got a K24A? Like, yeah, come pick it up. We got 10. But you got a K20, like, oh no, you're gonna have to wait a month, we'll order one for you or something. Yeah. So the K20s are a little harder to find and they come with the price tag, and you just go to K24 that much easier. So at this level, we haven't found any disadvantage to run the K24. I mean, we've gone faster with it than the K20 ever did. It's still stock cast. Cast block, not a stock block, but it's a cast block with sleeves. And I mean, you can't argue that they just put in work for what they are. So
right. It gets the job done.
I'd say the K20 could have went just as fast as this.
Yeah.
I really don't think there's really not many differences between
you had
the
fuel tech though throughout the whole process of it?
Because from when it went K20, it had a fuel tech that whole time. Okay. But I had a K24 before the fuel tech. And when we completely revamped the car, that's when I went to a K20. Because the first K24 I had built myself, I did the whole car almost completely 100% on my own. Like, I built the roll cage, I did the turbo kit, the manifold, built the engine myself, built the sequential, like literally everything I touched. And then once we were getting closer to that seven, I was like, all right, now we need to like take it a little more serious. That's when I had JBR build the K20. Like, I didn't build the engine myself. I was I'm gonna do a proven setup, put it in here, do a precision turbo, not my eBay turbos, like do stuff that is known to work, and go after the seven. And then after we got the 7 out of the way, ran the K20 for a while. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, I kind of want to revisit the 24, because I think it would have worked
if we had
the fuel tech and like the stuff and the knowledge of the chassis and just everything.
If you guys want to see the Boosted Boys car collection tour video, make sure you click the link pinned below in the comments.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.